So in 1959, Prabhupada put sannyasa along with Muni Maharaj. You see that picture there, and Keshava Maharaj is sitting next to them. Prabhupada was so grateful that this Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj had convinced him to actually make that step, that later on, I think it was 1967, when Prabhupada was in Seattle, that his sannyas guru passed away, he received a telegram from India. And we hear that when Prabhupada heard that his sannyas guru had passed away, Prabhupada cried. Because that Vaishnava, by his mercy, had made that essential step in his preaching mission, Śrīla Prabhupāda had taken that step. So he had all the devotees sign a letter. It's a famous tape, actually, you can hear it, that Prabhupada signing the letter. We will send a letter, a posthumous letter, to Bhakti Pragyan Keshava. We're indebted to those who instill within us a spirit of renunciation, because how we can do, we're so attached, what we can do, we're helpless. Only by mercy of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava are we able to take the necessary steps forward. So we're indebted to them. This is love. Not a sentimental thing. You love the Vaishnavas, you love your Guru, you love Krishna, because they're actually helping you out of material existence and into Krishna. You have that experience. I'm simply running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna. You feel indebted. Love begins not by love, it begins by appreciation. Thank you, sir. Then it turns into affection. Then it turns into love. So if one is determined by the mercy of Guru Krishna, he can take sannyas. He must be determined. There's one prayer, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the prayer of the Avanti Brahman. And this is a mantra that one gets at sannyas. You get a mantra. This is one mantra we chant. When we do our Gayatri as sannyasis, we chant this at the end. Not on the thread, but from the heart. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the Lord's feet. This is the deeper meaning of sannyas, not just to renounce, to engage in devotional service. Because if you're attached, you can't do real, that service is not pleasing to Krishna. I'm serving for my own person. You have to serve for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. That's gopis. So sannyasi, he renounces the world not for a lazy life or to become God, which is the last snare of materialism. There's two snares in material existence, think I'm the body, and the other end of the spectrum, to think I'm God. We renounce this world so we're free to serve Krishna. What we really renounce is the enjoying spirit. So sannyasi, he renounces the world to use everything in Krishna's service. How can we really renounce anything in the ultimate sense? We never owned it. You walk in the bank. I want to tell you I'm renouncing this whole bank. Hello? You don't even have an account here, sir. And even if you did, you don't know. What do you renounce? It doesn't belong to you. What we renounce is the enjoying spirit. Therefore, a sannyasi renounces for the service. So because of that renounced spirit, because it's so difficult to be renounced in this world, we lose our little what? Our little whatever, our pen. Oh my God. All day. Just speaking of to renounce your body. Whoa. So if one can do that, then some respect is given. That's why in India, even today, the saffron cloth of a sannyasi instills a mood of humility and service in their hearts. They bow down to the sannyasi. The saffron cloth of a sannyasi signifies the fire of renunciation which burns up the material desire. I once asked him, Krishna Maharaj. I said to Goswami Maharaj, when I was just a sit, because he encouraged me to take sannyas action. I had this idea, I don't know how I got this idea in my mind. Why did Sankirtan devotee take sannyas? I asked my GBC, he said, you go ask Goswami Maharaj. I was petrified. In those days, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very heavy. This is in the 70s. He was in charge of Radha Dandana traveling. I'd never spoken before, so my GBC said, go speak to Goswami Maharaj. I knocked on the door. Yes, More Krishna's Maharaj? I want to speak to you.
About what?
I want to take sannyas. Oh, come on in. And where is that scary Maharaj? He wasn't there. So he said, "You're a householder." He said, "I was also a householder. I took sannyas." He said, "But what are you doing?" I said, "Goswami, I'm just preaching all the time." He said, "When? How often do you come home?" I said, "About once every 2 months or something." He said, "Fantastic." And then he preached to me for 3 hours. In case I had any hesitation, he preached to me. When I walked out of there, I was convinced what I wanted to do. And with his blessings. So after the sannyas ceremony, next year I came to him and I said, "Goswami, what is it? Why this color?" Because in those days the sannyasis were a little bit different color than the brahmacharis. It was more of a reddish saffron color. He said, "Fire." "The fire?" He said, "The fire burns up the material desires. And when they're gone, from those ashes, like the phoenix, from those ashes can come the devotion to God." He said, "Just like in the autumn, the farmers burn the fields, the grass fields, and the ashes act like a kind of fertilizer for the ground. So the ashes of our material desires, the seed of devotion can be born." So it's not just renunciation. Really, it's the devotion. We renounce so that we can experience the devotion. As we said many times last week, Prabhupada said, sense gratification and devotional service, they go ill together. Like Jesus said, either you're for me or you're against me. This is ultimately, we all have to take sannyas. Not that we all put on saffron cloth, no. But we all have to give up this world at some point. We have the sannyasi as an example that everyone, ladies included, we have to renounce this world totally for the service. Na dhanam na janam na sundariyam kavicham vada vidisha kamaye mama janmani janmanisha bhavata bhakti. Hey Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth and enjoy the opposite sex or fame. What do you want? I don't even want mukti, liberation. I'm prepared to come back if that's your desire. I only want some seva to your lotus feet. Give me some seva, some sort of please. That's all we want. So we have to renounce so that we can nicely serve God and Krishna. Some pure devotion work often. But again, grab slow but easy wins the race. But sometimes you find in the community of Vaishnavas there's some man, and we've seen, thank the Lord, but we have our sannyasis. They're not a lot in number, but they're sufficient to guide our society. The sannyasi is the natural spiritual master of society. Setting the example and preaching to us. So we go and we hear the Maharaja's lectures and, you know, gradually we become purified. So everybody is sannyas, not formally, but in the heart we can let go. Krishna, 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 hey. It's full of devotion. It's like, as sannyasis we also get another mantra, which of course I can't say, but the essence of that mantra, which we actually chant on our Gayatri thread, it's our first mantra. And the essence of that mantra is that I will serve, I will follow in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Sannyasi gets this mantra. I will, it's our first mantra. That's why it takes longer when we chant our Gayatri. I take shelter of the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. So in conclusion, one should not remain attached in household life perpetually. One has to prepare whether that household life is bad or good. One should break free to dedicate body, mind, and words to the Supreme. Such a man can make more advance in the last quarter of his life than he did in the first three quarters. It's like you see when there's athletes race. If you ever watched the long distance race, the mile, they have a 2 mile, I don't know, I remember. But do they're running, right? They take off with a burst of speed and then they're running, and then they're pacing themselves. They're pacing themselves. This is a brahmachari life. You start off with a burst of energy, you know, the youth. Then, grihastha like means you're pacing yourself, husband and wife running together like that. And then you see in the Olympic races, you know, the last lap, they give it everything they've got. They just race. So that's Krishna consciousness. Again, the man renounces life. The woman, she's strong in Krishna consciousness. She becomes the shelter for the extended family members. All the children and the grandchildren, the nephews, and they come. Mata, please. Because it's easier for the girls to approach the girls sometimes. So they come to grandmother. Grandma, what was it like when you were young? What should I do to be Krishna conscious? And she's like counseling. She's Shiksha Guru. She doesn't retire, lament, and die. Oh, she's strong. She's also preaching, counseling, helping, teaching, cooking, medicine, like that in that environment. So that's the last lap. And the last lap means they go to Miami Beach and then buy a condo and they die. No, to be brave, to take fortune favors and brave. You have to. Death will take everything away anyway. So then you're not surrendered to that. But if we're surrendered before death, then we'll be like Dhruva Maharaj. When death comes, what did Dhruva Maharaj do when death came? What did death do when Dhruva was ready to leave? He bowed down to that great Vaishnava saint. And Dhruva stepped on the head of death into the Vaikuntha earth. This is Vaishnava. Prepare. Alright. Just like my godbrother Sridhar Maharaj. I was with him the last 6 weeks of his life. I took him from London. He had that liver disease and there was no hope. So I was the one, I would have the privilege of taking him to Mayapur to leave his body. Maharaj had no fear. I was amazed. He was the Jolly Swami up to the last moment. Because he was complete. Because how did he renounce? Because he just enjoyed Krishna consciousness. It wasn't a struggle for him to renounce this world. He had that param drishta nivartanta. He loved devotees, he loved Prabhupada, he loved Krishna. It wasn't a question of any struggle to renounce. No, this is the way. You get the higher taste and these material, don't worry, these material attachments will just go away if you have the higher taste. How do you get the higher taste? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Nothing to be anxiety about stress or fear. Just do the process as it naturally will come at the right stage, all these things will happen. And Maharaj was just, I mean, he was the Jolly Swami, he really was. He wasn't, devotees were crying and he was, these things happen, he said, why are you shocked? Like Baba said, we should be shocked that anyone can live in this world. So for a devotee, death means, let it, come on, like Baba said, come on. One time I went to Prabhupada's room, I was peeking in, like this. So Prabhupada said, funny, come on! I came in, I didn't know what to do. Prabhupada gave me one sweep, all right, you can go. I got some facade from my spiritual life. So when death, come on! And then, it's like the figurative, we step on the head of death into the Vaikuntha area. We should all be prepared for that moment. So the last lap, like I told Raja Leela, my disciple, 19-year-old Russian girl, sweet devotee. She faced death like Bhishma. She was so brave. I was so proud of her. She just, actually, before she came to India, she gave away everything she owned, and she burned any photographs that were ever taken of her. She didn't want to have any identification with this world. When later I printed the book, Raja Leela, about her, I had difficulty finding some photos of her. Because she burned everything. She came to Vrindavan fully in the mood of taking shelter of Radha Shamsundara. So because she had that desire, Lord arranged everything for that young girl. Even her guru came from Europe in the midst of a dynamic festival program. Flew all the way to India. Got there 3 hours before she died. Guru Maharaj, I'm afraid I have some attachments. What is it, Rajavila? I want to eat a tomato. And my dear disciple, if that's the only attachment you've got left in this world to eat a tomato, you're doing very good. And young lady like that, Giriraj, or Govardhan Sheila, was the Bibi Govinda Maharaj had personally given her in front of her face, and Guru chanting loudly, I was singing in her, Hare Krishna, Hare, just let go of Raja, go to Krishna. And her god sister could never give her Hare, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And then she took that last breath. And we cried, all of us cried. I cried like a baby for hours. I was sobbing on the steps outside. Such an experience. She was so, that young girl, I was convinced she went back to Godhead. So we had to be prepared, like she prepared herself at the last lap to give everything up and surrender to Krishna. So then we have to do that gradually. So we take sannyasin, and then whatever realizations we get as a result of that renunciation and whatever devotion we can call, then we're duty bound to share that with others. Sannyasa not to retire to the forest for a peaceful life, but rather we're going to the jungle-like cities of Kali Yuga and sharing our good fortune with others. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Chira Prabhupada Ki Shri Radha Gopinath Ki.